You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says it's significantly worried about the effect of the coronavirus on Indigenous communities in the Americas, with unemployment, malnutrition, poverty and poor health outcomes endemic to many. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says Indigenous peoples are more vulnerable to COVID-19 and its severe outcomes.
WHO is deeply concerned about the impact of the virus on Indigenous peoples in the Americas, which remains the current epicenter of the pandemic. As of the 6th of July, more than 70,000 cases have been reported among Indigenous peoples in the Americas and more than 2,000 deaths.
The latest cases have been reported among the Nahua people, who live in the Peruvian Amazon. 5 of the 10 countries with the highest number of infections are from the Americas: the United States, Brazil, Mexico, Chile, and Peru. But in Peru, restaurants have already started reopening following a 126-day closure that began in March. Businesses must operate at 40% capacity to create a space of 2 meters between tables and can't provide a printed menu. However, the Miraflores tourist district still appears empty. Punto Morisco, a restaurant that prior to the pandemic saw dozens of diners per hour, is struggling to find customers. Despite this, the chef and manager of Punto Morisco, Ruben Espinoza, says he is glad to at least be able to operate.
I'm excited as every restaurant business person. We've been waiting for this reopening to reinitiate our activities and serving tables. Even if it's only at 40% of restaurant capacity, it helps us start. It's been a long wait for almost 4 months.
According to the country's Restaurateurs Union, Peru had 220,000 restaurants before the start of the pandemic. In 2019, the annual income of those businesses totaled over $7.1 billion. Carlos Canales, president of Peru's National Tourism Chamber, says the pandemic has closed down many.
During this time, approximately 70,000 businesses closed, and some ended their leasing, dismissing all workers home. This is very complicated because the sector creates 1 million working positions.
El sector restauración genera 1 million de puestos de trabajo.
United States President Donald Trump says he'll resume White House briefings on the coronavirus, saying they are a great way to get information out to the public.
Frankly, a lot of the country is doing well, a lot of people don't say, as you understand, but we have had this big flare-up in Florida, Texas, a couple of other places. So I think what we're going to do is I'll get involved and we'll start doing briefings, whether it's this afternoon or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. And I'll do briefings.
The announcement comes as protesters in New York City rallied in support of essential workers outside the Trump International Hotel in Manhattan. Protesters are calling on Congress to pass the so-called HEROES Act, which would provide essential pay, extended unemployment benefits, and personal protective equipment for those workers deemed essential or on the front line of the pandemic. They carried signs and chanted, "Send him home, Donald Trump. Bye-bye." Eva Conyers is a security officer at a women's homeless shelter. She says many essential workers are struggling.
We live paycheck to paycheck. That has to change. And in my case, I didn't just work at a homeless shelter, but until recently, I lived at a homeless shelter. My son recently gave me space in his home, but I still don't have health insurance because I can't afford it.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer also joined demonstrators, promising to fight for them in Washington. The rally has taken place ahead of a nationwide strike where thousands of workers are set to walk off the job in more than 24 U.S. states. Meanwhile, European Union leaders held a fourth day of negotiations over a more than $3 trillion budget and coronavirus recovery fund at the European Council in Brussels. The package proposes a $1 trillion plus fund, partly based on common borrowing, to be sent as loans and grants to the most vulnerable countries. The latest compromise proposal stands at over $636 billion in grants. While all nations agree in principle they need to unite, the five richer countries in the north, led by the Netherlands, want strict controls on spending. More vulnerable nations, such as Spain and Italy, say conditions should be minimal. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte says he will not allow one country to take control.
I said that I will absolutely not allow monopoly to a single country, or the possibility of having a system of control and check. This is up to the union institutions, and on this I will never give up, and will never allow this to happen.
And in Sweden, the country's health agency is changing its coronavirus contact tracing guidelines to expect infected individuals to do their own contact tracing. The new guidance breaks from a strategy adopted by most countries, where authorities trace and inform people who have had close contact with a carrier of the disease. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.